My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. We've talked to him already about the border crisis, but want to get some more insights from him now about some of the different ideas that are out there to deal with it and what else might be under consideration as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Real quick, before we get into some of the potential responses here, your district goes very, very close to the Mexican border. What are you seeing right there in your own backyard?
We have a lot of people very upset. You know, they range from folks that are on the liberal side to even the conservative side, saying, you know, this is out of hand. This is a humanitarian crisis, but also a crisis on the sovereignty of this country. And they expect answers and they want a plan.
Well, let's talk about some of the plans that are out there. First of all, a bipartisan plan from Senator John Cornyn, Republican, Congressman Cuellar, Democrat, both from Texas. Their idea is to basically greatly speed up the processing of these folks coming across the border illegally, basically want the hearing to happen within 7 days of being cleared by HHS and decisions 3 days after that. Is that a good start in your mind?
Well, I think it brings to highlight that there's ideas out there. But what I want to concentrate on is, and I think another piece that the Republican Conference will come in, is the president already has in his arsenal the ability to accomplish exactly those things, to speed up the opportunity, executively change the process. So he has the ability to do that right now. And I think, you know, throwing money like he's asking for at this problem without having a stalwart plan of which he owns, because he actually helped create this, is not a good plan at all.
When you say he helped to create it, is it from his 2012 declaration that a lot of the aspects of the DREAM Act, which couldn't get through Congress, were going to be implemented anyway? Others have said it's his championing of the Senate bill, which advertises legalization, at least, if not immediate citizenship, if you can get here. What specifically has he done to encourage this?
It is, and it is both, and then also his defiance of the rule of law through his attorney general, whether it be Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS. The rule of law doesn't stand, and at least people understand that they've been told that if you can get here, you'll be able to stay here. And, you know, the more they start to hear the process that these juveniles, you know, will be here for 1 to 4 or 5 years, it's going to be hard to move them out beyond that point in time. So the president's very responsible for this process.
You mentioned that you have a lot of misgivings about the president's request for the $3.7 billion. I take it it's a no vote. Any more elaboration on why you don't believe that's going to do very much?
Well, here's the deal, is that they're trying to break the caps on a number of things. Well, you know, what does forest fires have to do with the immigration issue and flight? You know, we were down on the floor through financial services trying to find some money. We actually found $42 million redirected from GSA to the court system so that they can be prepared for this. September is also the largest spending month in federal workforce calendars. So why don't we reprioritize these aspects within the IRS, who's hardly been a stalwart aspect of upholding the Constitution and foresight and stalwartness within the American public? How about the Department of Justice? How about the executive branch? I mean, you know, I think all these can suffer a little bit in regards to bringing that money forward so that the American taxpayer doesn't have to be impugned by additional finances.
You started talking about the power of the purse there, and that's obviously one power that the House has that doesn't need ratification anywhere else. How much of a consensus is there within the GOP conference to move forward in that direction? Is this something that you and a few others are gathering around as far as an idea, or is this something that's pretty much agreed upon throughout the conference?
Bill, I think there's a lot of matriculation around that. I think that the work task force that the speaker has put forward will come up with their ideas tomorrow. I think we got some highlights of that today in the Republican Study Commission from Congressman Goodlatte. It's his personal ideas, but I think there's a lot of consensus that there's opportunity here to look within the current budget and making sure that the president, you know, is brought before the Constitution so that he upholds the Constitution and that it's right in front of his eyes if he wants to correct it. And I think it also is giving the president an opportunity to have a foreign affairs opportunity of a victory by holding Mexico accountable as well as these other countries accountable for the care and responsibility of their citizens. And then also the trafficking through Mexico, of which Mexico to this point has been complacent with.
A lot of this, of course, is doing what you can to make sure the president does his job. If he simply refuses to do it from your perspective, what options does that leave you? What are you prepared to do legislatively or otherwise to make sure that it gets done?
Well, I think it's time that we start to work with the states like Texas. Governor Perry has shown that he's ready to move. I think the governor of Arizona would be another good place, and in her stalwart actions in regards to defense of the border. And I think California will also join along. New Mexico, I think, would also, because a plurality in New Mexico want the border security enforced. And so I think there's an opportunity, you know, to look at success at the state level, you know, from that standpoint. So I think there's a collaborative aspect of working with people, working with chief executive officers, the governors of those border states.
And how would that process begin? How would it play out? How would you ensure that they're doing their job?
Well, I think that the first thing that the state governments have is the National Guard. You know, they have the power of their purse in regards to initiating that response to the border, as well as policing force. So from that standpoint, I think that the first aspect is a show of force to make sure that the rule of law is actually supported. And then streamlining the process, holding the administration accountable to regards to if the 2008 law, they'd have to show that they were part of sex trafficking, because that's the only detail that most people are not talking about. It's not just anybody from a contiguous states; it's those that are involved in sex trafficking, and hardly every single individual that's been transported is involved in sex trafficking.
Talking with Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. Our exit question, Congressman, you've obviously talked to a lot of people in your district about this. You've explained why you believe this is largely the result of the president's language and his actions over the past couple of years. His argument, of course, is that this wouldn't happen if the law wasn't so confusing and Republicans would get their act together on passing comprehensive immigration reform. Which explanation seems to resonate better with your constituents?
They know that there are books on the law, and there are books already, or laws on the books, that already say to enforce border security and defend the border. So I would challenge the president, who claimed to be a constitutional scholar, in an open debate in regards to that. So I think he's on the back end of that argument.
And so if this does not get resolved, what do you expect the public outcry to be, not just in your district, but across the country? A pox on both your houses, or is this going to fall on one side rather than the other?
I'd hate to be a Democrat come November.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 4th congressional district. He's a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. His district goes very close to the Mexican border. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.